At the cattle industry convention that's taking place in Denver, Colorado, there are some dairy producers, and I had a chance to meet a couple of them and conduct an interview here to get a perspective from the dairy business about what's going on here at this convention. And with me is Lucinda Williams. She is from Hatfield, Massachusetts, and also Jenny Sin from Silver Street, South Carolina. So we're going to talk to both of them in this interview, and like I said, I want to get a perspective from the dairy side of the business, if you will, about the beef checkoff. That's one element of what's going on here at the convention. And, of course, then you've got the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and their annual meeting as well. So let's start with you, Lucinda. And if you would, just tell us why you're here and what it is you're hoping to take away from this meeting.
Well, I am here as a beef producer, but also as a dairy farmer. And I think that one of the things that many dairy farmers maybe forget or are so busy being in the milk business that sometimes we forget that we're also in the beef business as well. So I think it's an extremely valuable opportunity for us to come here to learn more about our beef industry. We pay the dollar checkoff per head, just like all the people who are purely in the beef business. And so this really has been a great learning opportunity for us, and also a time for us to be able to share perspective from dairy farmers, which is sometimes very similar and sometimes quite different.
How about you, Jenny? Same question. Having heard what Lucinda said, what would you offer in terms of, you know, what it is you hope to take away from here as a dairy producer?
As a member of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, I guess that my main objective when coming here is also to get new information and to look at the future plans for the beef industry and take that back and see what we as dairy farmers can do to help influence that future plan and maybe to change our businesses a little bit to follow that future plan. And so I think that's another aspect that, you know, we have to take back with us and just to sort of spread the word that we are pretty much half of the beef checkoff. And so we need an input into how the future is put together, and we need to realize the direction the beef board is going or the beef industry is going and try to change our operations a little bit to suit that.
Now, I didn't even think to ask this when we got started, but are you both members of the beef board?
Yes. I'm actually a member of the Cattlemen's Beef Board and also NCBA.
And as members then on the beef board in particular, I assume you serve on a committee or maybe more than one committee. Maybe you could just tell us what committees you are involved in and with you, Lucinda.
I have currently been for the past 2 years on the Issues Management Subcommittee, which has been absolutely fascinating. The importance of that is huge as far as, you know, BSE and foot and mouth disease, all sorts of things. So issues management I've enjoyed very much being on that. I will begin this year being on the Youth Education Committee. So I'm excited about learning more in that. Again, an area I believe which has great impact for the future of our beef industry.
And how about you, Jenny?
Well, I've had the pleasure of serving on the Public Relations Committee for the last 2 years. And it has absolutely been amazing. We get a lot of the beef dollars that go into the advertisements you see on TV or on the radio and in the newspaper ads. I think one of the new things we have done is the new Beef Health Cookbook, which I have looked at, and it is wonderful. And I would, you know, suggest anybody going out and buying it because it is really a great, you know, cookbook. I think another thing that we have really been behind is handling the BSE issue. So it's just been very eye-opening, and I think we've done a tremendous job, and I think we're getting better every year at it.
What would you say to other dairy producers around the country about the process that you've been involved in as members of the Cattlemen's Beef Board or other organizations? Because this is a big meeting, there are a lot of people here, but not everybody can come, and maybe they sometimes wonder about the whole process. And what would you say to them since you've been actively involved?
Well, I guess I would say that, You know, from a dairy perspective, I had never really even heard of the national or NCBA or these meetings. And it is not just for beef people. It is amazing what you can learn. And just like a lot of the big topic, I think, at this meeting is animal ID. And, of course, that affects both beef and dairy. Of course, foot and mouth and BSE. And so there are a lot of issues, and most issues, that are covered at these meetings actually relate to both.
What do you think are some of the issues facing you in the dairy business? And is it possible for the organizations meeting here to help deal with some of those issues for you?
Most of the issues that we as dairy farmers face are the same issues that beef industry people face as well. We have so many similarities because we're in the agriculture business and because we have cattle. So most of those are the same. We do certainly have, you know, different perspectives on some parts of our businesses. But, you know, aside from the cattle and the larger view, you know, fuel costs and energy costs, and that's an enormous issue for all of us across the board. Feed costs, water or weather issues, those are just standard across the board. We all can learn. We can all learn from each other. We can learn from the sharing of ideas. At a meeting such as this, with so many different people and different perspectives, and to be able to see across the nation what things we have in common and how different areas handle similar issues in different ways, I think is extremely valuable.
I know our time's kind of running short here a little bit, but I did want to ask each of you, in your particular location, Lucinda, you're in Massachusetts. Do you have any kind of special challenges being in the dairy business in a state like Massachusetts?
Well, yes, we do, as a matter of fact. In the Northeast, which includes many states, and I, as a CBB board member, represent the Northeast region. That includes 8 states. So it takes a lot of, we are very high volume people, consumers, and very low volume cattle in my area. So for me and for the area which I represent, we have enormous pressures, land pressures, and consumer issues and environmental things. I'm in a very populous region of the United States. That's the area we need to target for our beef message. It's not high volume in animals, but that's the biggest issue that we have in Massachusetts and the Northeast.
Now, how about you, Jenny, in your area? You're in South Carolina. What kind of special challenges do you have in being in the dairy business?
Well, I guess one of the biggest challenges is the decrease in the number of farmers that we have had over the last 10 years, or 10 to 15 years. We have farmers going out of business right and left. With the hot summers we have and the decrease in number of farmers, of course, milk production is down, so we're a deficit state, which means we consume more than we produce, which has made it very economically challenging for us because, of course, they actually take money out of our checks to bring milk into our area. So that's a big, big thing that we're fighting right now. Another thing is we have been through a drought. Last year was a little bit better, but we have not been able to raise the crops and whatnot. And with the lower milk prices, it has really made it very hard to economically stay afloat. This last year was a pretty decent year, and we recouped a little bit of our losses, and certainly hope in the future that we can do that. But I wish the rest of the country could realize a lot of their replacements come from the South. So, you know, we are a benefit, even though we don't produce a lot of the product nationwide. We do produce a lot of the replacement animals that are sent out to California and Oregon and New Mexico. And so I guess that's one of our biggest challenges in the last few years.
What do you think is the best thing about being in the dairy business today, not just in your area, but just in general, and being in the dairy business today?
Well, I think that people certainly do not go into the dairy industry for the great pay or the great time off. That's not the reason. There is a wonderful, wonderful, when you have a love for the land and a caring for the animals, it's a way of life that is irreplaceable. It is the best place on earth, I think, to raise a family is on a farm. When you love it, there is no job better than being a farmer.
How about you, Jenny?
I would absolutely agree with Lucinda. I know my parents probably encouraged all three of their kids, myself included, not to go into the dairy business because it was so hard and you have a struggle to make a living. And all three of us are back. So they sent us off to college and we all came back, and that's because we were raised with such a love of the cow. You meet friends and family from all over the country, starting with 4-H and growing up, and you make such relationships that you find out your family's not just in South Carolina or not just, you know, the Sin family, but it is a family of producers from around the world. So it is just in your heart, and it's impossible to get out.
Well, thank you very much. That's Lucinda Williams, a dairy producer and on the Cattlemen's Beef Board and here at the Cattle Industry Convention. She's from Hatfield, Massachusetts. And we also had Jenny Sen from Silver Street, South Carolina, from the Cattle Industry Convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.